Well, gentlemen, as I've had a little bit more alcohol than I normally do because of New Year's, I'm a little bit more mouthy than I normally am. And I'm pretty mouthy normally. But let's take a look at that great institution, marriage. Good God, that puts a shiver down my back, that does. Now I'm going to tell you generally what I saw with married men. More marriages in general that I saw, and how it kind of worked. Usually the man has to abide by the femon rules. The femon doesn't seem to have any rules herself, or abide by any. And the femons usually have mostly full control of the household, and the man. And that's probably the majority of marriages I've seen. And the reason it works is because the man puts up with it, for whatever reason. And marriages you don't normally see is if the man has to abide by the femon rules and the femon has to abide by the male rules. Those marriages don't last. And this is very rare, but I have seen it, where a man doesn't abide by any of the femon rules and the man doesn't put any rules on the femon either. And what happens if they find this sort of respect for each other and they kind of normally know their limitations? Those type of marriages have something special, but they are the rarest of them all. To a lot of men out there who have been married 30, 35 years, death is a happy release. Generally speaking, a man who gets married gives up everything that he is, or was. A femon doesn't actually give up anything, but actually becomes somebody. And those are just my thoughts about it. And Budweiser. Take it easy.